from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Give me the meat.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
He was talking about the chicken.
Give me the meat.
Yeah, he just texted. He's getting ready for his tournament, Steiny did, so he's a little nervous. Go out there and shoot him straight. I've never been in a golf tourney, Larry. Well, you?
Oh, my God. It's the most fun thing. I love playing. First of all, I can only play in certain kinds of tournaments because I can play in a tournament where we play, like, best ball because I can hit. And if we play 18 holes, I'll hit 7 or 8 just perfect drives. But I'm also going to hit at least 3 OB on, like, a power fade that's just going to be in the next fairway.
So are you lobbying ball where you throw the Why did he say his name?
Me and you play, and we both drive. Whoever has the best ball, we then hit from that ball.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. And so it's still kind of...
So, yeah. So you know,
stay alive a little longer that way, right?
Yeah, and it's more fun. I've played in a bunch of golf tournaments. I played with Larry Allen one time in the Hooters golf tournament.
Rest in peace, man. Real quick about him. Forget the cowboy and the star. I believe one of the best linemen to ever do it, Larry.
No doubt.
You can put him in any spot.
Not only that,
if you wanted to.
I bummed a Copenhagen off me, right?
Come on.
This is years ago. And he reaches in to take a dip, and it was like a full can. I just cracked it. And he's like, do you mind if I finish this up? And I'm like, no, not at all. He takes the entire can of Skol and puts it in the bottom tank.
Dude, man.
The entire can.
Man, that's like tea bags.
I mean,
you still chew or you're done?
No. I quit.
I still blue chew.
I quit. But Larry Allen, great guy. We played with Cato Kaelin in our foursome.
Oh, come on.
It was me, Larry Allen, Cato Kaelin, and I think Jeremy Newberry.
I forget him.
I'm not sure.
Larry, you're always dropping in stores, but the one that went legendary was when Mad Dog flew you in. Remember that, Larry? My phone was ringing. I said, Larry, big time. Could you imagine you on the East Coast?
Flying into Sirius XM.
There you go. Larry, you just came up with something phenomenal. We want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Where are you with your Golden State Warriors? You like the moves? If this is your team, are you confident? I'm not confident yet, and I hope... I woke up this morning. The first thing you do, hey, how you doing, family? I look at Twitter, and I'm just like, I see there's still some dust or some rumors about this marketing deal. And I'm like, maybe you're right. If Pods is possibly the holdup, I like Pods, but I'm just like, damn, man, get Steph the help he needs to just try to get closer to get back.
I mean,
to
I like
promise.
Pods too, but I'm driving him to the airport,
that's my line, Larry.
I mean, seriously, wishing him well.
He was on with Bontez Shasky, and by the way, speaking of Pods, I'm gonna give him his flowers, Larry. So much of life, and I try to teach this to my kids, is about confidence. It's about making your mind believe you're better than you are. And the guy that did that the most, I'm all over here, bear with me, is Gary Payton. Gary Payton, he was great. He had gifts, but I think he thought he was better than Jordan. And that helped him be what he is, the dog. And he was talking trash to Jordan. So Pods is...
The glove.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And his son's still on the Warriors. But I say that to say, Larry, Pods is exuding all kind of confidence, saying when he walks in the gym, he's out there guarding Booker and Steph. Like that, I got to give him his flowers for that being half the battle. And now he's working on his offense. Who knows when this season starts, if there's any new additions, he might be letting it fly more at a clip that we didn't even think he was capable of. But I can't hate the kid for thinking and owning it.
Oh, he's a great kid. He's a great kid. I interviewed him last summer. And the next day, his dad sent me a really nice note. Hey, thanks.
Met his pop.
Thanks for having him on the show. I mean, it couldn't have been nicer. I'll say this. He's a little bit of an enigma. From the standpoint of...
Can that be good or bad? Because Wiggins is an enigma, and I think it's just... It's frightening.
No, Wiggins is a dog, is what Wiggins is. He's not an enigma. He's just... He doesn't bring it. I mean, Wiggins just doesn't show. I mean, I don't think he brings intensity.
Got all the talent in the
he's
world.
He's got too much money in the bank. I don't know what his issue is, but he just doesn't bring it. Pods is an enigma in that... He's not, his percentages were good at Santa Clara, but when you watch his outside shot, he doesn't really look like a marksman. Like, I don't know that.
But a lot of that is confidence too, Larry.
Yeah, but to me, he never really got the shot going to the level that I thought he was going to get it going. But rebounding wise, Goo, I mean, have you ever seen a 6'3 ground bound
guy
like Podziemski?
Kuminga, who looks like Batman or Spider-Man. How does this happen?
It's an instinct. I mean, rebounding is like sacking the quarterback. You know, it's like you either can do it or you can't. And if you do it in college, you can do it in the pros. Same thing in rebounding.
Wow, Larry.
Numbers translate. If you rebound in college, you're going to rebound in the pros. That kid rebounded
and took charges.
Yeah, you saw that in the summer league, right? Took a couple more charges. He led the league in charges. Yeah, he's got that Shane Battier, which I always hated Shane Battier for taking charges.
I respected him. But for taking the family jewels is why I never charges. Took a charge.
But I mean, this kid's going to get better. The shot's going to get better. It's going to get smoother. But the rebounding is off the charts. But you know what? If that's the price that it takes to get Markkanen, then you do it. Markkanen's 27. He's been an all-star.
He's a
7-footer. He's got an incredible shot. He's a 40% three-point shooter.
He can put it on the floor. I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to play pace and space and spread the floor and draw a big man away from the rim, you know, Markkanen's a perfect player. He's absolutely a perfect player for them. So you're going to have to pay. And you have to pay a heavy price. I'd rather give away another draft pick than give away Kuminga. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I just don't think you get that difference maker without giving up Kuminga.
Yeah.
That's how highly I think of Kuminga.
Yeah. No, I do too. I wouldn't.
But to get something in this world, Larry, you got to give up something.
If you told me that they could get Markkanen without Kuminga, I would be shocked.
I would say Warriors, if somebody said Western Conference Finals with those two, like, I wouldn't put that past it. I wouldn't say you're drinking it too much. Put it down.
Yeah.
You're on the sauce.
Yeah.
Now, Larry, I'm not one of these. I want a contest. I love the radio. I love my coworkers. I say all that to say is I never once tried to be a phony or a fraud. I come in here with all my imperfections. That list is longer than the Declaration of Independence, but I'm going to bring Carter in here.
Starting with that jersey, by the way.
Yeah, hey, I was waiting on you, baby. They're so bad, but I love the base.
Whose jersey
Lamb,
is that?
CeeDee Lamb. But, dude.
Trade them for IU.
I got friends and family. Shout out Cynthia Lofton White. They love and live the Niners. 49er Frankie. So they're like my adopted team. I know the Niners, Dallas hate, but I don't hate. When you guys won, I was rooting for you.
We don't hate you guys.
But
we love you guys.
When
love
I give you my Niner takes. Yeah.
Niners own Dallas right now. I mean, seriously.
And I guess
Niners do really own.
Carter, Mr. Olympic Club, told me when I dial it up tonight.
Mr. Olympic Club.
Friday night receiver. He goes, you're not going to be happy. Why not? What's going on? I guess they got Debo running over Dallas. Like, I don't care. We're so down. It don't matter. I want to blow the whole thing up. Give me 5-12. That's where I'm at. I'm a real one. Dak is whack. I've been saying it since 2018.
You know what's funny?
And now he's about to get capped. Cool with it. Start over.
It's so funny because last night or two nights ago, they had, you know, the whatever that the NFL Network, like the Super Bowl, you know, every Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Got to. I love when
and
they
so
do.
I decided it was like 92, 93, 94. So I'm going to record all three. So 92 Cowboys, it's 93 Cowboys, 94 Niners. Yeah. Cowboys, Niners. They showed the Cowboys at the end of the 93 season. The Cowboys were the best team in the NFL. They were back-to-back Super Bowl champions. They were the youngest team in the NFL.
With
the best coach in the league. And the stupid owner gets drunk in the bar and fires the coach.
Yep, that happened.
If Jimmy Johnson never got fired. Now, granted, the free agency was starting, so it was new
everything
rules.
Was changing.
Things
You're
were
right.
changing. But if Jimmy Johnson never got fired, and there was no such thing as Barry Switzer, how many rings?
Yeah, I don't know. And I'll say this to that.
They got three.
It's like the Kobe Shaq breakup. Had they not broken up, how many more could they have had if they were on the same page? Like, those are two of my biggest, forget my fandom,
how many
sports
more,
regrets.
How many
the
more?
The Shaq and Kobe breakup, Krause with the Bulls. You know, I wanted to
KD?
See the Bulls come back.
If KD didn't leave the Warriors, how many
oh
more rings?
Oh, my God, Larry, I hadn't even added that one to the list.
Yeah, you said.
I got to believe two more. Yeah, but Tony, why did he leave? Because he was too sensitive. And he wasn't getting enough credit.
Yeah, I mean,
and look what happened
nomad.
To his
he's
career.
He's a nomad. He went to three high schools. When you go to three high schools, you're officially a nomad. You like to move
Damn,
around.
Larry went back to high school. But
that's three high schools.
Yeah.
It's only four years of high school.
But real quick, and we'll get back to the war. He was so sensitive. I think on his to-do list when he came here was to... Nobody, and Steiny gets mad. You don't know that. He knew it. I said, you don't know. He acted like a guy that thought maybe he could be more popular than Steph. Steph was Derek Jeter. He was Montana.
Right.
He was right.
He was never in Chicago.
Could score 200 a game. You would never. And for him to leave and say the media or the fans didn't give him the love that he thought he deserved, that was perplexing to me. And I was like, you're a guy. I feel like Dr. Ruth. You're a guy, KD, pointing my finger at him. You'll never be happy. And he hasn't found happiness since he left. Oh. But Larry, I do wonder how many more they would have had he stayed.
At least two.
Oh my God.
At least two.
It would have been
six. Of course, Draymond would have had to leave.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Dray got 400. He won.
You know, I don't know if they would ever win any without Draymond, to be honest.
Now, I said all that stuff about me because I got a saying, I react to new information, Larry. And where I was going is Carter came in here and he said, "Goo, you really told Spadoni and I and the listeners that you wouldn't take LeBron here for Kuminga?" And I said no. And Carter, can you just pop on and just tell me how you worded it, how you phrased it? And I got my eraser, Larry, and changed my answer. Like, the goal is what, Carter?
If you get one championship out of LeBron, trading for LeBron, would you do it?
That's all you can ask for of what's left of Steph. I would do it, Larry. If that's one chip would put him with Duncan and Kobe, Spadoni, I'm doing it. I changed my mind. You guys swayed me.
I don't like LeBron. I don't want LeBron to be on the Warriors. Most Warrior fans don't like LeBron.
But would they take him?
Like,
no.
It's like
they
saying,
do like championships.
Do you want Mike Piazza when he was with the Dodgers? No,
but
I don't.
But didn't you hate Deion Sanders?
Didn't you hate Deion
and he came here and what happened, Larry?
Yeah, okay. That's a good one.
Richard Sherman? Yeah! Look at him! Spadoni gave me that my
ear. Richard Sherman.
Yeah, but it worked.
Dick Sherman. I don't want to see LeBron have more fake rings.
Okay,
then he's already.
So
got.
That's what you don't want Steph to get five sharing it with him because it would be five.
I hate the idea. Did you like Chris Paul for Jordan Poole?
I hated it.
Then why do it again? Because that's basically what you're doing. You're getting rid of a 20-year-old player for a 40-year-old player. You just traded a 23-year-old.
But the 40-year-old is better right now on the basketball court, even though he's 40, Larry, than Kuminga.
Was the Jordan Poole trade a good trade?
No, it was the worst thing ever.
So 23 for 38. Now you're going to go 21 for 41? Isn't LeBron 40?
Yeah. He's 4-0.
Last year, he averaged 25 points, 7 boards, 8 assists on 54% shooting, 41% from beyond the arc. That's his greatest.
Larry, are you saying no to that?
I got a brand new Ferrari.
Also played in 71 games.
Are we sure Kuminga's a Ferrari yet, Larry?
A brand new Ferrari that goes 100.
He's a Land Rover right now.
Yeah. 150 mile an hour Ferrari, brand new.
Kuminga's a Ferrari.
No license plates on it.
Look at it.
We haven't even ordered the plates yet. And you want me to give you that Ferrari for like some old Rolls Royce that's, you know, 200,000 miles on it?
But he just gave you the numbers. It's riding great.
It's riding great, but it's got 200,000 miles on it. Do you want to trade a brand new Ferrari for a 20-year-old Rolls Royce?
Well, we can look each other right here on this lovely Friday.
That's what we're talking about.
You asked earlier, Curry's got about I'll give him the BOD, 5 years, 4 years at high Optium level. That would coincide with Curry's contract and what LeBron has left. So, Larry.
LeBron won what ring this year?
Well, if they would have played anybody but Denver. I'm just tired. I'm not a Laker fan, but had they played anybody but Denver, miss me, man. That was a damn good team. Denver's their kryptonite. Nothing to be ashamed about.
Denver didn't win the title.
No, they didn't.
So, I mean, are the Lakers in the mix?
Yes, Larry.
And it's not like LeBron's got nothing. Reeves is good. Oh, no. AD's good. He's got some players.
I expect him to be a top four team in the West again.
You know, I mean,
not again this year. They were playing.
I don't think Steph's going to win any more rings. I don't think LeBron's going to win any more rings.
It's a young man's league. I'm all over, Larry. Bear with me.
It's time for OKC. It's time for Minnesota. Right. It's time for Denver.
But you got a top 10 player in Steph. You got to do right by him. When you hear talk like that, Steiny breaks out.
You can try to do right by him, but if you can't, then what?
You got to move him. And then you could start your own, because there's no both. Remember, you can't do both. What do you think of the job? Because Steiny asked me this yesterday. I asked you. Mike Dunleavy's done thus far, even with the drafts, because you got to give him love on TJD and Pods.
Yeah. I mean, 19 and 57, and you turn that into Pods and TJD. I mean, last year was a miracle. Last year was a freaking miracle. This year, I mean, the Boston College Center, who can shoot, has kind of a Smiley Geach feel to it. Like, he's not going to be. It's like, you know, like, we outsmarted everybody, really? Or do you not know what you're doing? And then the kid Waters, you know, has got a nice little 3-point shot.
Yeah.
Is he a two? Is he a one? Is he a combo? What is he? That's kind of a nondescript move, a little under the radar. I like Buddy Hield on this team because I think Buddy Hield can still move and he can shoot and low cost replacement for Clay. Don't like slow-mo just because I just don't like watching slow-mo.
I called him a poor man Ziggy. We had him on the show yesterday. Do you think he could, because he thinks he plays with his head, his IQ, you think he could fill the Iggy role? Or?
I mean, he's not nearly the athlete that Iggy.
No doubt about
you know,
that.
But,
he got size.
I don't know. I mean, he's an NBA role player. He's an NBA rotation player. I like Melton. I like Melton because to me, Melton is
he's got back lumbar issues.
That's a concern. That's a concern.
38 games.
But I
last
really
year.
Do like his game. I like the fact that he plays defense.
He would have got a contract where he was at had he not got hurt. But Dr. Pangea came out with Willard and Dibbs, and you know he'll find a positive. He was like when. You got that serious, I don't want to call it Mike Tyson spinal issue, like high activity is when it flares up. I'm like, oh my God, you're too young to have, you know, we'll see. We'll monitor it.
Lumbar issues and your job is to run up and down on a wood floor.
And you only played 38 games last year.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you would have to be the biggest Warrior suck up to sit there and try to argue that they're better than they were last year. They just got rid of Klay Thompson, who's one of their all-time greats, who still shot 39% from three. Chris Paul gave you some good minutes. You lost both those guys, and you added this trio, and you think you're better?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're better, you're better by what? A game? Two games?
And it may not be good enough, just like it wasn't this year.
Right. And you know, you lost to Sacramento. They now have DeMar DeRozan.
They are better than us right now. There's
better.
No doubt.
I mean, and there's some other teams in the West that are growing up. So I don't see the Warriors as being better. So it's like, if you can make that move that reopens Steph's, even slightly kicks the championship possibility.
That's what Paul George was
ajar.
And marketing to me still is that, Larry. You got to be.
I agree. If you can get that level of player, now you're edging your foot in the door as, you know, trying to win a title. But if you can't make that move and now you're looking at LaVine and Kuzma, do you pivot and say it's time to at least discuss the unthinkable, which is the nuclear option of moving Steph.
It. Yeah, I hate it, but I understand it. Carter, I'm having some technical difficulty, but we do have a super chat.
Jim Mole with a $5 donation.
That's your buddy. I introduced him to Mario Ellie. Ran into bloop at the Ownership Sunday. Him and his lovely wife.
There you go. Well, they're not married yet. They're getting married. They're getting married later this month.
Honeymooners. Yeah,
getting married later this month.
Jim? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Carter.
Well, he wanted to ask Goo, are you all caught up on America's Sweethearts DCC on Netflix, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders show?
No, I didn't even know it was on there.
Yeah, it's
I'm watching Super Sale. Like black superheroes from the UK.
Oh, pretty nice.
SUPA.
I got to watch
Super Sale.
Have you got into Receiver yet?
No, I've got it ready tonight.
How many episodes is there?
Carter could let me say eight. Spadoni got the
lot.
Five and
that's
the
a
three.
Lot. So it's going to take me a couple days.
Yeah, no doubt. But I loved quarterback, so if it's anything like that, my guy, Kirk Cousins, great dad. The hits those guys take, and we don't
He was like whining.
It like sounded like a slaughtered pig. Like on the ground. Oh, that is incredible. You know how brave you gotta be to do that?
And then you have people who's sitting in front of a microphone. Right. He's soft.
With bellies like mine.
He's soft.
He can't do
this.
This
guy's soft. That guy's soft. If you had one NFL defensive tackle coming running at you, you would wet your pants.
Dude, more than that, Larry. Like number two.
Brock Purdy's soft. This guy's soft.
Speaking of which, we're going to get into this. I mean, camp is around the corner,
That's
man.
Right.
I'm excited.
That's right.
I just love that the Niners, real quick here, Larry, no matter who it is, Kyle, bring it on is what they're saying. They understand where they're at, this ride, the last 5 years. They've been close to runner-up twice. So I appreciate them taking it on. Like, basically, I'm paraphrasing, but what I hear it as, Super Bowl or bust, baby. I love that.
Yeah, that's their
keep
deal.
Keep it real at all times.
That's their deal. I mean, Shanahan hasn't gotten it done. You know, they got to the Super Bowl in Super Bowl 54. They were ahead of schedule. This year, they got there. They were on schedule. I think right now, they're behind schedule. So, and I think they're starting to feel that. And there's pressure that comes along with being behind schedule. And Lynch is trying to do everything in his power to keep this thing together on the cap.
How have they been monitoring? How have they, in your estimation, handled the Ayuk situation? Because he's gone on a tour, baby. There's no microphone Ayuk doesn't like. And sometimes I'm scratching my head like, I know you said you ended it, you wanted to be a Niner. But I'm like, Larry, is that good or bad? Is he helping himself or hurting himself? Or is he like, you know what, Guru? Larry, you put me in another offense, I'm not tripping. Too short.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have any cards to play. See, that's the problem. Ayuk has no leverage. And because he has no leverage, he has to just keep yapping. He's got to keep talking. He's got to keep putting stuff out.
Damn.
He's got to keep nudging. He's got to keep agitating. He's got to keep social media.
That's what
you know what I mean? He's
got to
do it. He's got to do it because he's got nothing. He's got no leverage. They have him signed up this year at $14.1 million on the fifth-year option. They're more than content to let him play that out. They can franchise tag him for the next 2 years after that.
That can happen.
So if they want to, they can keep him here for the next 3 years. He's talking a big game. Some of it is just could be passed off as just, hey, you know what? He's just trying to, you know, get his market stirred up. But he's also gone too far. He's gone too far.
How good is he?
How good is he?
Yeah, is he a top 15, top 10?
No doubt he's a top 15 receiver.
But the Niners throw they're ranked 32nd in the league at throwing attempts.
Right, they don't throw it a lot.
Is this the system for him? And I think he wants to get paid, and his answer would be, yes, it is, but you got to pay me like you know I'm a Justin Jefferson or a CeeDee Lamb.
He's a perfect receiver for what they want. Why? Because he's not a diva. He doesn't hold court in front of his locker if he doesn't get the ball enough.
Well, now he's doing this tour.
He
blocks
downfield for in the run game with a vengeance.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you're going to run the ball, you want Brandon Ayuk. I mean, you could make an argument that Brandon Ayuk is one of the best receivers to have on a team that wants to run it as much as the Niners do. But I think the Niners are playing it right. I think they're going to hold steady because they have the worst cap situation in the entire league in that they're going to take a quarterback that's making $900,000 and they're going to pay him $60 million most likely next year. And so that means they're hugged up against the cap.
Yeah.
So they got to make prudent decisions.
Larry, I don't want to get you nervous. We're up against the break, but somebody, Eric in SF, wants to come down your road. We'll do that on the other side. I got your back, but we got to see what Eric wants. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Lucky California.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
My wife went to my phone.
Larry, why did he say his name? Like, I could do a case study on her. She know who you are, bud! Hey, not that I've ever cheated. But, Larry, we don't want to cheat the fans. Larry in for Steiny on this lovely Friday. State of the Warriors. We'll get to the Gigantes. And also, Farhan, he said, so we got, boy, we'll get to what he said. I couldn't believe he said it. Oh, boy. And the Niners. But, we got a few things going on. The listeners need ADD keeping up with me because I'm all over and I'm going to slow down. Deep breath. Spadoni, I think we got to clean up on Al Spadoni. And I'm not Steiny, so you know I'm Captain Mistake. I'm not calling you out. But Willer text in, and I still may get an error on this. Here we go. This is Willard. They're both in Truckee this weekend. But Steiny is way better.
Oh, okay. No,
I think you
round.
Said Reno.
Yeah, well, I think there was one a couple years
now
ago where he did go to
play.
Reno. No,
like,
it's fine. Well, Eureka's way farther away. Reno and Truckee are at least somewhat close to each other. But we'll text Steiny. We'll see.
All right, there
we'll
you
confirm.
Go. Shout out, Willard.
But I do believe the
P1.
One they do yearly, Mark is right. It is in Truckee.
Okay.
It's on the opposite end of where the American Century Championship, where all the celebrities are playing.
Okay,
right,
guys. Is there anything better than playing golf in Tahoe? Because
they're having the tournament now with the Slams.
I mean, you feel like King Kong, man. The ball just goes forever in the altitude.
I wouldn't know,
awesome.
Larry.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Before we get into it, something funny just happened to me. You go, hey, Goo, you like the ESPYs? I go, yeah. He goes, you watch it? I go, when was it? He goes, yesterday. I go, no. I said, who was the host? You said Serena? I missed it.
Serena Williams.
How'd she do? How's her material? Because you got to be funny or at least
attempt.
You got to
be funny. You got to be funny.
Were you laughing?
I only watched about 15 minutes
of
it. So I don't know if that was laughing.
I got to record it. I'll watch it.
But I will watch it. A lot of controversy in there because they gave the Pat Tillman Award to Harry,
man.
And Pat Tillman's mom.
Yeah,
is like,
I've been following.
She wasn't too happy about that.
Man.
And that seems like, I don't know. I mean,
fair or foul to you? Could you understand both parts?
To me, it's foul. It's like, hey, the woman lost her son. It's like if she doesn't think that the award should go to somebody that maybe you ought to listen to her. I don't know.
Willard saying you are correct. It was, okay, so it's all good. Larry, you ready? We're about to go. Eric wants to come down your road.
Let's do it.
I know you're tough. Let's go out to Eric in San Francisco. What's up, baby?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Larry, you said that only a Warriors suck-up would say that they're better. And I've just got a question for you because, you know, I really respect your football opinion because you put in the work, you go to the Warriors or the Niners practices every day, and you've got really good insight from what you see with your own two eyes.
Thank you.
And my question to you is, have you ever watched D'Anthony Melton play? Have you ever really paid attention to what Buddy Hield is now versus what Clay is now? Have you ever really watched Kyle Anderson play? Because
I've watched tons of Buddy Hield. I actually like the Buddy Hield. I like Buddy Hield, but Buddy Hield is 31. Buddy Hield is 6'3". Buddy Hield has got horrible, horrible shot selection.
He's a turnstile on D.
He's not a good defensive player. Slow-mo's effective. I just don't like watching his game. It's more of a personal preference. Melton, I think, is a really good addition, but Melton's got back problems. We just outlined that. So, I mean, we're talking about a guy with back problems whose job it is to run up and down on a hardwood floor. Odds are that's not going to go well. And then I actually think Hield is a really nice save. You know, like if you're going to let Klay Thompson go, you need a replacement shooter. I like that one. But Slow-Mo, I think, is just a guy. I don't think he's anything super special. So, and you lost Chris Paul, who's high basketball IQ. You lost Klay Thompson, who's, you know, an all-time great, even though he's not the same player, obviously, right now that he was, I think he needed to go. But, yeah, I would say if you're objective, the Warriors, what they've lost and then what they've added, they're about a net neutral.
Mm.
They're, if you wanted to say, okay. If you wanted to argue that they're a tad better, I could go with that.
Five words in. Are you going to let me get five words in? Okay.
Dude, he was cool, but like, boy,
I was letting him go a little bit there, but then he had a little shot. I was like, what's his show today?
He was a little irritated, but you handled yourself well, Larry.
Come on.
And I'll tell you, the net neutral, is that what? I don't like that because you were not a playoff team. That's what scares me.
Right.
I'll deal with it, you know, how I deal with it. But I wanted to see the big three ride out together. I now understand it after the cameo from Coach Kerr with Willard and Dibbs. I get it. I changed my tune on that whole thing. But man.
I mean, the caller thinks I'm wrong. What do you guys think? I mean, do you think that the Warriors are better than they were last year, the same as they were last year, or worse than they were last year? I'm saying about the same. About the same. Maybe a little different, but about the same.
Okay, how about this? It's Friday. Had you asked me on Monday, I would say worse, but I'm going to be proactive and say better. Ask me now why.
Why?
Because Draymond's not going to get suspended. They'll have him available. Kuminga will take that jump. So will Pods. And Wiggins will show up. When you do that model, Fitz was on our show about a month ago before Clay's departure. And he went in with like only Fitz can. And I was, about the suspension, availability, and, you know, everybody at their best. So, if I look at it through that prism, Larry, they can be better, but will the better be good enough? Can Curry depend on? Maybe it'll be now Kuminga. Maybe Wiggins. The light will come off. But I could see Stani just like, why would you think that, Goo? And you said it. And I got to tell you, you weren't wrong about Wiggins. You're not expecting anything. But what if they didn't allow him to play allegedly in the Olympics? We saw Kirk Lakeup. He was on our show a couple weeks ago, and I asked about Wiggins, and Larry was kind of odd. He talked about Wiggins' location, that he was in the Bay, he was going to be in the Bay, and I was thinking to myself, okay, he can shoot ball anywhere, wherever he's at, but maybe there was something going on about him and his logistics of him being in the Bay, and I'm just was kind of like, how does that equate to him being the monster we need him to be that he was in 2022?
I mean,
he's so good when he's on.
Why is he better next year?
Maybe because he's staying in the Bay, focusing on who?
Okay.
I don't know. That was a head scratch.
The one thing that is a major factor that nobody ever seems to want to account for, Steph Curry will not be as good next year as he was this year.
Well, we don't know. You're doing Klay Thompson on me. We don't know that.
Klay Thompson is not there, but Draymond Green is not going to be as good as he was this year, next year. So, you know, those are your two best players. And the arrow is not pointing up. The arrow's not pointing neutral. The arrow's pointing down.
But you're only going off of the birth certificate in regard to those two examples. But Curry averaged 26, and it's more than just points. I understand that. But I'm saying if we get the Steph Curry that ups his average points per game to 28, shooting about 40% from three, he's that guy. Maybe you need to spell him from bringing the ball up, Larry, because I can tell you that when you get older, that takes a lot out of you just bringing the ball up. But he's supposed to be the guy to get your buckets, bring the ball up. It's like he needs help. Let's say there's a regression from the two you just mentioned, Steph and Dre. But what if we see a jump from Kuminga? What if we see a jump from Pods and the rest of the gang?
Trace Jackson Davis.
I don't want to go into, I don't feel comfortable telling you or any other Warrior fan or basketball aficionado that that's enough for me to be confident saying they're better. Because I'm a glutton for punishment. I keep watching that play-in game, and I know Clay was 0-10. But, Larry, it was hard for any Warrior not named Kuminga and Pods to just create, forget the ball going in, just to create a shot. Have they gotten better with slow-mo, Melton, and who's my guy, Buddy Hield? I don't know.
I mean, I think Buddy Hield helps them a little bit, but is he better than Clay? He might be. He might be slightly better than Clay because Clay is regressed.
You're starting two, Larry. That's still up for grabs.
I think
that's
I'd
concerning.
Play him off the bench. I think I'd play him off the bench. I think I'd like to start Moody and play Hield off
think
the bench.
Think about that. Moody, I used to fight Stani every day about Moody. I can't criticize Curry's a top five coach when it's all said and done, but I wouldn't trust him with youngsters because his tenure hasn't been about youngsters. It's been about, give me the guys, I'm going to go Phil Jackson on you, and we'll celebrate. Should have six chips. But, you know, I go back to that infamous night where Moody said before the game in SAC, I'm out the rotation, things happen, he saves your ass. Kuminga going to the press. You could say whatever he was doing, but he went to the press twice, and then he took off. I'm like, Curry, you kind of backed into that, but at the end of the day, it worked. That happened. So Moody was almost out of the rotation, and now he's a viable option for the starting two. It's incredible. I'm here for it.
I mean, I think there's more moves to come. I do you really think Wiggins is going to be on this team? I don't.
Oh, who would take him at this point?
But
Larry?
I mean, I don't.
If you can't give him away now, and I believe they tried, somebody's going to take him.
Well, it depends how motivated they are. I mean, there's bad contracts all throughout this league. You probably trade him for Bruce Brown or somebody.
But
like
why
that.
Hasn't it happened? I guess because that would have been the first piece of business to get off of that and just, you know what, we're getting rid of the Wiggins question mark and thing that way we got rid of Clay. Now that sound harsh, but you know, we got that's out the building. Now coach can go to his rotations and not look over his shoulder or whatever and worry about Clay and his mood. Why wouldn't you get rid of the Wiggins cloud per se if somebody was willing to take him?
They wanted to, but you got to remember this too. It's all got to work, right? So, you know, maybe there's options to move Wiggins for contracts, but maybe there's options to move Wiggins for, you know, lesser players with contracts, but maybe a pick. Maybe you could turn that pick around and throw it in the marketing deal. Well, I mean, I think there's odds are, I mean, there's only
maybe
so
Wiggins
many.
Is included in that
well, I mean,
possible Wiggins.
I mean, here's the thing. You know, somebody speculated on this the other day online that, you know, what does Utah want? Do they even really want to move marketing? And one of those guys speculated that, you know, maybe Danny Ainge would love to move John Collins. And John Collins makes $25 million a year.
But now, he's Andrew Wiggins, but younger.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying. You're not going to get a good piece for Wiggins. You're going to get an overpriced contract, somebody who's not producing to that level. So a guy like John Collins maybe makes sense. And if you're willing to take Collins back, and for the Warriors, I don't think Collins would be an awful throw-in just because he's not old. He's a power player. He's, you know, he can play the four, the five. He can run up and down. He's not a particularly efficient player, but you look at his numbers, he's not terrible.
They have nothing like him currently.
Right. I mean, it's not like he's a redundant part or anything. Yeah. So, I mean, if they could grow the deal and get Collins in the deal, maybe that pushes them in front of some of the other bidders, because I'm sure nobody wants John Collins. Nobody wants a $25 million deal because it goes on for two or three more years.
Yeah, it's just like Andrew Wiggins.
Right.
Though.
So, but I mean, if you could somehow grow that deal and get Collins and Markkanen, maybe that pushes you in front of somebody else. I don't know, but I mean, it's going to take some creativity. I think they could move Wiggins, and they probably could have already moved him. But I just think that they want to make the right move because – once you move him, you know it's a big contract. You're going to have to take back a big contract, and then you're going to lose a lot of that flexibility. But my guess is that he's going to be somewhere else.
That voice you hear is Larry Krueger in for Steiny. We're rocking and rolling on a Friday. And, Larry, we role-played earlier. I want to do it now, and I'm going to let you go first. If you could ask Andrew Wiggins one question, what would it be? Honestly, if it was just you and him one-on-one, no press, no microphones, what question would you ask him?
When you have $200 million in the bank, is it hard to get motivated?
So you really believe that? I think that's the farthest thing from this.
Seems like he lacks. I don't know that
he was paid when he arrived here.
I guess my other question would be like, do you love to play?
Now that's what I'm going to be my question.
Are you
that
just,
was going to be my question, too.
Were you just kind of born into it and started to develop and, you know, you're just, it's a good way to make a lot of money? Or do you love it? Because sometimes I don't know. When I'm watching him, I don't know. Does he love to play or is he just good at it?
Well, and if we judge him on his actions, I hate this, I would say no.
Yeah.
Because he looks like he's just floating. Like, and then I would ask him, do you hear the noise about people questioning, do you love the game? Does that hurt? Because that would hurt me, Larry. If one of my guys I work with in any whatever I've done throughout my life, any job, if they were like, dude, you don't love, that would hurt. Coming just from my team. You know what I'm like? How do you ignore that and just go out here with all the talent in the world? And I know this is old hat, but it's just, he's such a key cog to what this team could possibly be.
What I don't get, and I really just don't understand it, the best that Wiggins was ever,
man,
was 2 years ago when he decided, I am going to rebound with a vengeance. And he rebounded and helped the Warriors win a championship. And now he shows no interest in being that player. It's like, rebounding is so much about effort. It's so much about desire and want to.
You're preaching.
Do you want to go to the glass? Do you want to pull the ball off the glass? It's all about your desire and your effort. And for him to be such a good rebounder 2 years ago and to regress to what he's been since, it's like, why? I mean, could you not see that your value to the team went up exponentially when you became this ferocious rebounder? And can't you see that your value to the team has decreased since because you're not that player anymore? It's like,
and the team's and future.
To me, it seems like it's all about desire. It's all about want. It's all about how much does he want it? And I would love to me if all he did was rebound similarly to the way he rebounded 2 years ago.
Wow, Larry.
He would be dramatically more valuable.
Let me lay this on you. Spadoni and Carter come up with this question to Wiggins. How much has your off-court family situation affected your play? Now, when I first hear that, it hit me because something's going on. But, Larry, I guess, you know, as a pro, even in the regular man and woman working 9-to-5s, we all got stuff going on at home. But when you're at the location, you gotta work and kind of get it done. But man, I'm not saying that's not valid. I do wonder, but it's not. It's been too long, man. It just has.
I feel like
he's got him held hostage. When you say, "How good can the Warriors be, Goo?" And if I'm like, if you're gonna give me 22 Wiggins, oh my gosh! But the odds of that happening are like,
I don't know. I don't even know how to feel about the personal stuff because everybody's got stuff going on.
Man.
I mean, I know guys who do this for a living who literally lost their spouse in the midst of doing this every day.
Wow.
I mean, we're basically working in the toy department of life here.
No, man.
And we're yucking it up and having fun. And I know people that have lost their spouses and still had to compartmentalize and like grieve privately while laughing and yucking it up publicly. And that's hard to do. So it's like, and everybody's got a life situation. And I'm not saying, I don't care about his situation. I don't know his situation and I have no idea any of the details about it. But
nobody does. Warriors.
It's one of those weird things. It's like, you always have empathy, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. It's like the expectation is that we all compartmentalize our personal lives and do the jobs that we're getting paid to do without interruption, right? I don't know. I mean, some employers are going to be real cognizant of, hey, man, Bob's going through something tough. Sam's going through something tough. Johnny's going through something tough. But there's also kind of like this bottom line, do you produce? You know, do you produce, period, for your job? And that production, like, always has to be met, whether you're going through stuff or not. So it's a tough thing. But, yeah, I mean, I would love to know more about what he is going through just so we could be more sensitive to it. But without knowing the details, it's hard to have it, you know, to have any kind of concrete feeling one way or another other than, hey, you know what? People go through things all the time.
And you know what? That was well said. And I'll say this, Larry, because I try to do it on a daily basis. Just come in here and share with Steiny and the listeners my thoughts and you when we hook up. And my thought is about this Wiggins thing, because you just got me thinking about it, because, you know, what he's going to be this year is kind of swept under the rug. And a lot of people, rightfully so, I get it, are not betting on him to contribute. But, dude, he's going to be in that starting lineup, if not traded. But here's where I'm going. So now that all the nuggets came out from Clay and what he was dealing with, one nugget we hadn't spoke about, and Larry, as a teammate, or put myself in the Warriors' shoes, I don't know if you got the part of the story where after the 2022 chip, Draymond and Clay were kind of side-eyeing and mad at the organization that Jordan Poole and Wiggins got re-upped when they did, because they both had another year left.
Right.
I thought to myself, like, damn, that is the epitome of the disease of me. But this Warrior culture, they're all human. I told everybody this before. Like, I don't know, Larry, maybe I was in Disneyland. It didn't sit well with me because stuff like that can fester and grow. But we saw Jordan Poole get hit. Nobody asked, but I'm going to share. You can't tell me at all that part of Draymond Green punching Jordan Poole is he knew he was about to get the bag. He knew he was on the rise. He knew he was in a good spot. And Draymond's thinking about his future and about that contract that Jordan Poole, I believe, was going to get and how that was going to affect his future. You can't tell me that didn't have anything to do with that right punch, right?
Yeah.
But how is Wiggins the exact opposite of Draymond Green? You leave the team, but yet they don't get into it. And I'm not advocating violence, or I'm not saying I want to see this happen, but it just leads me down the road after hearing you talk that if Draymond and Wiggins reportedly hadn't got into it, which we hadn't heard that they had, I mean, if I'm Draymond, Andrew Wiggins and just him being the enigma he is, you think that would cause friction. And by all accounts, Larry, I think I got it on good accord that it hasn't happened. That leads me to believe that it's super duper serious. Because tell me if I'm wrong.
Wiggins is
the exact opposite of Dre.
But it also could be personality. I mean, Wiggins seems like he's really easygoing. You know, and maybe.
Well, too easy.
Maybe too easy, yeah. Maybe easygoing to a fault. But I'm just saying, where maybe the contract that Poole had gotten had given him, in his mind, license to talk more or be more vocal or be more verbal or whatever. And he might have just rubbed Draymond wrong or said the wrong thing to Draymond. You know, so, but maybe Wiggins is going through something very serious, or maybe Wiggins is just a personality that Draymond can deal with better. You know, I mean, everybody's
because he has up until this point. We haven't heard anything, right?
There are people that just don't yell at Wiggins on the court. There's people that just don't gel, and other people that do. Maybe he finds. I mean,
he's been here a while though, Larry Wiggins.
Yeah, I mean, Wiggins. I think part of the reason that Wiggins blended well with this team is that he doesn't demand the ball. That he is so easygoing. That he can go 5, 6, 7 trips up and down the floor and not really touch the ball and still be okay. He's not giving anybody stank eye.
He gets you 23 points
He's very talented, but he seems like a guy that blends in easily because he's like, hey, I'll play the game as it comes to me. He plays passively. Like, sometimes if the ball comes to him, he might score, but if it doesn't come to him, he doesn't demand it. He just seems like a guy that has a kind of a laid-back, easygoing personality, which is probably why he blended well in a room full of type A, you know, alphas. Personalities. But it also could be maddening. because it's like, hey, can we ever get the true alpha Wiggins, or do we constantly get this kind of secondary Wiggins? But that's kind of just part of his personality, and the downside of it is that he doesn't bring tons of fire. The upside is he blends in nicely because he fits in, because he doesn't demand the ball a lot. Yeah. I mean, there's pros and cons for sure.
Yeah, and I think the jig is up. I think everybody, just like we found out and we know why, Clay was dealing with the injuries and the ghost of his past and what he was. We understand that. But when you talk about Wiggins, he's dealing the same thing. But there is no, unless we find out what he's dealing with behind closed doors, something that makes you say, okay, it's okay. Because right now, man, he's holding up what this team can be. So we'll find out. Hopefully this year and this offseason, somebody's on the text line right now saying, oh, he's on Instagram, he's with his kids, he's in a good place. Hopefully he'll bring that into camp. And
it bugs me when a guy misses that much time and then somebody says, hey, man, what's going on? And then you've got these people going, hey, man, this personal. Yeah. And it's like, well, okay.
I got you.
But we don't have any real knowledge of this, and it's okay to say, where the hell is this guy that we're paying millions of dollars to?
Yeah, and on top of that, Larry, I don't get to rock with you all the time, so I cherish it when I can. When we get back on the other side, I want to get your thoughts on the Giants as they head into the break.
Let's do it.
And with their a guy that's important cog to what they do said, and it bothers me, and I want to get your thoughts. Next week, our lineup is going to be jacked up. Start Monday, Willard and Dibs will be on 6 to 10. Bonte and Shasky will be on 10 to 2. And yours truly and Steiny will be on 2 to 6. And your chance to win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. Don't worry, it's just for a week, and it's all brought to you by Jack's Restaurant.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.